A Saudi Arabian Muslim has decided that the cure for too much free speech is more free speech. The man is unhappy about what some see as an attack on Islam. It came from Europe, where the Netherlands is among many countries absorbing a lot of Muslim immigrants. Dutch politician Geert Wilders put out a video that matches up verses from the Quran with scenes of suicide bombings. Now comes the response. Not a protest or a riot, not this time. A Saudi businessman put out a video of his own. Reporter Carol Murphy sent this report from the Saudi capital, Riyadh.
Raed Al-Sayed likes to wear jeans, T-shirts, and a headset to his cell phone tucked in his ear. He runs his audiovisual company out of a rundown villa on a quiet, tree-lined street in Riyadh. Sitting at his cluttered desk, he remembers his reaction to fitna.
Well, after watching the movie, I felt like helpless. I can't do anything about it. Okay, what can I do to answer fitna, to protect my religion, to protect my wife's life, to what I believe in? Then I thought about, I'll do my best. At least I will not feel that I didn't do anything. I'll do my best. And my best was try to make a movie.
A part-time blogger, Saeed decided to use the same technique Wilders used in fitna. He took verses from the Bible and matched them with scenes of aggressive behavior by Christians. His point was to demonstrate that you can make almost any religion look bad.
It's not the right way to judge a religion by a video made by a guy who hated that religion. So anybody can do that. Anybody can do, take any holy book, even the most peaceful holy book known in the world, the Holy Bible, can be taken out of context and making it look, sound evil.
Saeed called his film Schism. It opens with biblical quotes, including one from the book of Samuel, urging the destruction of everything that belongs to the Amalekites. Do not spare them, it says, put to death men and women, children and infants, cattle and sheep, camels and donkeys. His 6-minute video then has footage that he got off the internet. One scene shows what appear to be Western soldiers in Iraq beating up alleged Iraqi insurgents. Another clip is a CNN broadcast of shock and awe, the 2003 aerial bombardment of Baghdad that opened the U.S. invasion of Iraq. A day after posting his video on YouTube, it was taken down for having inappropriate content. Saeed immediately reposted it with a message saying that if it is inappropriate, Wilders' fitna should also be taken down. For now, both videos are still available at the site. And until recently, Schism had been viewed more than 230,000 times. Saeed said he's been gratified by the response, noting that many comments about it on YouTube were positive. Several Dutch viewers thanked him, adding that they disapproved of fitna.
I think that tell me that me and people who do like me, they're supporting their religion, closing the gap. We actually better than Bin Laden. We are serving our religion, the world, better than what Bin Laden did.
Saeed said that most viewers understood that he was making a statement about how religions are judged rather than defaming Christianity.
It's not my goal to attack Christianity. I wouldn't attack a religion and made by a prophet that I believe in.
And he believes he's well qualified to make his video. In November 2003, Saeed was at a residential compound in Riyadh when terrorists attacked with guns and a suicide car bomb. 17 persons, including 5 children, were killed and more than 100 injured. Saeed was not physically hurt, but the experience deeply affected him.
I've read about it. They say this attack has been done on a compound hosting FBI and CIA. And I've been there. I know all the neighbors. I know everybody there. There is a mosque in there. They pray there 5 times a day. I know what's in there. So after that, I was sure I'm against any kind of aggressive actions. But after that, I started to fight these kind of actions. I've been there, and it wasn't a good experience.
Having survived the horrific attack, Saeed is fond of saying that he now has a new birthday. And following the Arabic practice of putting the day first and then the month, he notes the irony of his new birth date.
It's 9/11/2003.
For NPR News, this is Carol Murphy in Riyadh.